Well, if you haven't been out to Royal Oak for this event, it's called Moonbeams for Sweet Dreams. And you want to talk about spreading holiday cheer.
Oh, my goodness.
This is it.
This is it. It is just a wonderful tradition.
Well, it's a wonderful tradition because it benefits those at Corwell Health Beaumont's Hospital in Royal Oak, particularly the children in the children's wing. And it can be isolating. It can be a place where you're trying to get better, but you're not at full capacity to celebrate the holidays.
Exactly.
And what people do is they go down on the streets and they flash flashlights up and they wear bright colors and, you know, the Christmas bulb necklaces. And yeah. And they make sure that those kids and their families know that there is support, not only in the children wing, but also in the community.
In the community.
As well. It's an absolutely wonderful event. And somebody who knows a lot about it is Lisa Muma. She's a BSN-RN Patient and Family-Centered Care Special Projects Coordinator at Corwell Health and joins us this morning. Lisa, it's great to have you. And I know we only have a couple of days left on this, but what a special time of year.
Thank you so much for having me. This is just a wonderful event that we are so, so grateful to the community for.
And, you know, Lisa, this event is not just for the hospital staff. I mean, you got community members, you got first responders are there, you know, and the community participation is so important for events like this.
It is truly our community coming out is what makes this such a huge success. And honestly, we have had scout teams and Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, we've had little Cub Scouts and Brownies out, we've had hockey teams and basketball teams, soccer teams, and they're all coming out. They have signs, they have those hockey guys decorate their sticks and stick them up high. It's just a fabulous community opportunity, and we truly appreciate everyone coming out. It makes a huge difference for our children and their families.
It happens every night at 8 p.m. on the nose. And I'm curious to know from inside, because I think outside, right, and we've all done it,
yeah,
it's special,
mm-hmm,
right? It's emotional. But I'm curious to know what it's like for those kids, for the families in the wing that look out the windows and see all those lights.
They tell us that it is just amazing. They can't believe that all of those people are there for me, one of the children told me. Mm. They're just all out there for us. And we have had some emails this year from parents of children in the hospital that have reached out after one of the events and said seeing all the lights made their child happy for just a short time and gave them a little break. And for them as parents, they really felt the support from the community going through such a rough time during the holidays, missing out on school parties and family parties. It really cheers them up and makes such a difference to our children and their families.
And Lisa, you know, as someone who helps organize this event every year, what do you hope that people take away from Moonbeams for Sweet Dreams, both volunteers and those watching from home even?
Well, I really hope that our community members take away the great importance that they are in the success of this program. We could not do this without our community coming out, without our first responders coming with their trucks, with their lights. They decorate their trucks. They put their ladders up. DTE has been out twice. They're coming out again tomorrow night. We're really excited about that with their two huge rigs. Mm. DTE Energy and Gas, both are coming out tomorrow night. And they'll be out there with their music playing on their trucks. And the kids see that and they just love it. And they come very early and light their trucks up. They're there by 6:30.
Well, and then there's
so
those
the kids get to see that.
Yeah. And then there's the stories of those families that, you know, had to spend a Christmas up in the pediatric wing for whatever reason. And then they are so impacted by this that when their child is feeling better, they make it a priority to be at this event because they know how special it is. And I have to imagine from the parents' perspective, too, that there are people that care so much to come and show that support.
Absolutely. We asked people to sign up this year just so we would have kind of a handle on how many people to expect. And we've had hundreds every night, which is fabulous. But we also asked within the sign up for their why. Tell us why you're coming. And so many stories of we were in there. We want to give back. We want our child to know the impact from down here, from outside with their lights, to cheer up a child who's now in the hospital.
How has this evolved over the years, Lisa, as far as like from the first time to now with all of the people that show and all the people and partners and everybody who show up for this?
So the first year we were hoping for 50 people, to be honest. We were hoping 50 people with a flashlight, and now we're hundreds. I think we had, you know, 500 last night. We have hundreds of people. We have tremendous support from the Corwell Health Administration and security. It takes a village to put this on with so many people attending. And so it has evolved. We have, you know, sometimes Girl Scout troops make cards for the kids and leave them. We have a little donation box and they leave cards for the kids. And some groups, we had a group from Ferndale High School or Ferndale Middle School, excuse me, who raised money by selling candy, and they bought gifts for the kids with that. So they're using it in schools too as just a great opportunity to give back.
Well, God bless you, all the work of the providers at Corwell to make sure that these children are getting the necessary treatment. And we're so grateful for the community support that show that these kids are not alone in their fights. Lisa Mumma, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Have yourself a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you. You as well.
You know, guys, I went on, I think it was the 16th of December with my friend who organizes it all the time because she was a cancer patient as a child at Beaumont. Mm. And I took Olivia this time because I thought, okay, it's time to start teaching her about how some people are going through some hard times.
Sure.
And she started to get a little bit. She's like, well, we make them happy if we go and shine our lights. And I'm like, yeah, I think we will. And she brought her light up sword that cost $40 from Disney on Ice. I thought that was a great repurposing.
No doubt.
Yes.
And we waved our lights at the little kids at Beaumont. It was sweet, and all the community members that go. And you know what gets me is when you look up there and they shine their lights back at you.
Yes.
And they're moving their little hands, and it just like it's so sweet. And I would recommend it to anyone.
It is a great thing to do, man. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Iowa Hawkeye football.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They do the wave to the kids at one of the end
of
their
home games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and it just anytime that you're showing them that you're not forgotten, you're not there alone. We're all with you and fighting with you. It's special.
Yeah, like they're in the fight of their lives, and we can go and shine some lights.
Yeah, we no doubt about it. All right, we'll take a break. 8 o'clock hour next on JR Morning.